Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Trotter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bill Trotter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Joyce. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Joyce. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Clift reaches second base with a double. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball four. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up towards the mound. Trotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Nagel moves to second. Two outs. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Trotter covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotter bunts towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Grace hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyce strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grace. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Clift moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotter strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Grace reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a pop-up towards third. Latigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Latigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce is 0 for 2 in the game. Joyce hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotter takes first base on ball 4. Glenn moves to third. Berardino moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Grace hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nagel misplays the ball. That's an error on Nagel. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-4 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McQuinn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift bunts towards the mound. Joyce fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Soltis moves to second. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag is walked intentionally. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn tags and scores. Soltis tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Sam Chapman. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hefner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Joe Gantenbian pinch hits for Bill Nagel. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a fly ball into center field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Miles pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.